Welcome to 7 Second Delay. Andy, how would you describe 7 Second Delay, the program of which you are the host?
How would you describe it? I would say it's a show where anything can happen, but never does.
Good enough for me. That's the best introduction we've ever done.
Isn't that sad?
Yeah, that is sad.
That's the best introduction we've ever done.
It wasn't good. I wasn't saying that. But it's important to, you know, introduce the show, get the name out there right at the beginning. Not everybody's a lifer, you know.
Not everybody's a lifer. You mean we do have some listeners that have not been listening for 30 years?
Yeah.
Huh, I'd like to meet that person.
We probably have a few of them. I'd say 2 or 3.
Of the 24 listeners we have, you think 2 or 3 are relatively new?
Yeah. You know, we've got a billboard up on Route 280 now.
We do? Again?
Yeah, yep.
What's the billboard say?
Well, it's mostly for Wake and Bake for the morning show.
Yeah.
But it does say WFMU pretty big. It says 91.1.
Yeah, that should turn this operation around. A billboard on...
It has an anarchy symbol.
Yeah.
And then it says Wake and Bake, you know, which implies pot smoking.
Perfect.
So it's got... The anarchy, the pot smoking.
Yeah.
And it's got a pigeon.
It's everything.
So it's got the important hieroglyphics there.
So there's no hint at all that it's a radio station peopled primarily by losers and squares, outcasts.
That's all it has.
Self-hating Jews. Yeah.
Yeah, I mean, that's the whole thing.
Yeah. That's the criteria you look for.
No, that's what you're looking for in a billboard.
Now, how will you know how effective a billboard is? How do you know what listeners the billboard attracts?
We will never know.
Yeah. That's money well spent.
No, actually, at marathon time,
yeah.
That's when we find out.
Do you ask people, how did you hear about us?
Yeah. That's usually when we determine that the billboard was a hit or a flop. Hey, I'm really glad you're here tonight.
I'm glad I am, too. You go first. Why are you glad?
Because it's time for our radio show, and you're the host of the radio show.
Yeah, so that's a good reason.
It's fitting that you're here.
Yeah.
But also, immediately following the radio show tonight, we have an in-person staff meeting.
Oh, will you promise to call me right after and let me know how it goes? Do you promise?
I was hoping that you could attend. In fact, I was hoping that you could kick it off.
To be the opening act?
Yeah.
Sing a few songs?
Yep. Loosen everybody up. You could do the pre-show.
How many people come to the staff meeting?
Hundreds.
No.
100.
100 people, really?
Maybe.
100 DJs?
Maybe.
What time does the meeting get underway?
7 o'clock.
Okay, so if I leave here, let's say hypothetically, at 7:03, mm-hmm. How far away can I be from the station at 7 o'clock? I be 2 miles away?
No, no way. You're gonna make
if it. I left right if I in 3 minutes. Okay, you're right. I'd be a mile away. If I got right into my car.
Well, you can't leave at 7:03.
Want to bet? I'll bet you $1 I can. What are the topics of the staff meeting tonight?
I don't have that.
I'd like to hear. What are the big controversies?
Why don't you come tonight? At least introduce me.
At 7 o'clock?
Yeah, at 7 o'clock.
Where's the meeting take place? In the library?
Yeah. No, downstairs in Monty Hall.
Oh, in Monty Hall? 100 DJs?
Yeah, maybe.
Sure, I'd love to. I'd be honored.
Okay, excellent. Thank you. It's the least you can do because you never come to these meetings.
There's something I wanted to say to the staff, actually, for a while.
Oh, good.
I'll get a chance tonight.
Yeah, that's great.
Collectively. And here's what I'm going to say to
them. Okay, go ahead.
I hope you get the help you need.
That's become...
Isn't that the worst thing you could say to someone?
It's become...
It's the worst.
It's become...
I know.
It's become a real online trope.
It's the worst, because here's what you're saying when you say that to someone. You're saying, A, I'm well-adjusted, I'm fine, I'm compassionate, I'm not angry at you, you're beyond hope.
Yeah.
That's what you're saying. It's the most passive-aggressive, horrible way.
It's a really horrible thing to
say. Horrible.
And people say it to each other left and right these days online.
I hope you get the help you need.
Yeah.
Let's say it to every call. Let's end every call with that.
No, that's horrible.
It is the worst.
It really is.
It's the most passive-aggressive, ugly thing to say to someone.
Yeah. As though you care about them.
And as though you don't need any help. You're high-functioning. You're
right.
Well-adjusted.
Right.
I'm judging you. I'm not mad at you. I'm beyond mad at you. I'm so above that.
Even though you clearly are very mad
exactly.
at them.
I hope you get the help you need.
Yeah.
Oh, God.
Isn't that what Jane's Addiction said about Perry Farrell? I think it is.
It's the worst. It's the worst. No jury in the world would convict you if you shoot a guy after he says that.
Oh, it's the help you need defense.
Yeah, it's the help you
It's need. Right up there with the Twinkie defense. It's completely legitimate.
Yeah, I know. What did he say to you again? I hope you get the help you need. Oh, all right. Case dismissed. Go with God.
Well, tonight,
tonight,
Andy and I are buying an item from a listener. Each of us is buying something from you, the listeners.
Before the show is over at 7 o'clock, I will buy something. I don't know what it will be, but give us a call and pitch something. Maybe it's something you made that you're selling on Etsy, right?
Yeah, it could be something you made with your own hands. Could be a service.
It could be a CD that your band recorded, right?
Yeah, or a book, an old book that you have, an old record.
No. I'm not buying anything secondhand. It has to be something you manufactured or you made.
Oh, you don't want? Oh, we.
I don't want your copy of the Da Vinci Code.
Okay.
I want something you made yourself, or you wrote yourself, or you recorded yourself.
So we want a handmade item or a personal service.
Or service that you offer yourself. Don't re-gift anything.
Okay. So I thought we were accepting.
No. Okay. What kind of show is that? But we're at 201.
A bad one.
Yeah, it's a bad one.
Yeah.
Oh, Ken, I hope you get the help you need. 201-209-9368. It's a new number, so make a note. 201-209-9368. Well, I'm buying something before this hour's up.
And you have a lot of money.
I don't have a lot. Wait, where did that come from?
Well, I've been listening to you for the last hour, wheeling and dealing on your new CBS show.
Well, potentially that could be.
Well, it's actually not a new show. It's a pilot.
Yeah, it's a pilot. It's you don't get rich from a pilot.
Yeah. But the stock on the pilot just went up today.
We have an actor that we were hoping to land. Yeah, that's true.
Brad Pitt, that's quite a big get.
Well, it's not quite Brad Pitt. Thank you, though. We forgot to offer it to Brad Pitt.
Oh, it's Ryan Gosling?
In hindsight, I should not have told Brad Pitt. I hope you get the help you need.
Hi, you're on the air.
Hey there, Ken.
Hi, who's
How's
this?
How's it going? This is Jackson.
Hey, Jackson.
Hey, Jackson. We're so glad you called. And maybe you have some feelings about us. Yeah. Oh, yeah. Oh, you love the show. You can't believe you got through.
I can't.
And, Jackson, is there something you'd like to put up for sale?
I think I have something you might really like.
Okay. Well, right now you're the only caller. So right now you have the inside track. What are you offering us, Jackson?
Gosh. How much money? What's your budget?
Well, there's no budget.
Andy's budget is unlimited.
No, that's not. Don't. Okay.
My budget is
$15. $15. Oh, we're okay.
But Andy, it's unlimited.
That's what are you saying? It's unlimited.
The sky's the limit.
No, the sky is not the limit. The second floor is the limit.
So what I have for you is a conga drum.
Ooh.
Right? But this is something you made yourself?
Well, it was trashed. From the 80s, and it was totally trashed.
Yeah.
I redid it. I refurbished it, and I painted it. I sanded it down for hours and hours, and then I painted it with color-changing paint.
Wow.
Full of glitter and patterns over top of that.
It's glitter and patterns on the conga drum. And is this what you do for a living?
It's not what I do for a living.
Of course not. No one does this for
a living. It's a midlife crisis hobby.
Exactly. What do you do for a living? I refurbish conga drums.
Well, you know? Andy's been saying...
Tell me more, big guy.
Andy's been saying that he wanted to become a drummer. How much are you looking for to get for this conga drum, Jackson?
Well, this one happens to be... I would take $300.
All right, $300.
$300? American
dollars? And you would be a conga expert immediately. Best in Jersey City.
The drum plays itself almost. That's how good it is.
Pretty much. Or Ken will play it. He'll do a good job, too.
Okay, Jackson, it's in the running, right?
All righty.
What do we say? How do we say goodbye to Jackson, Ken? I hope you. Go ahead, say it, Ken. It's our little catchphrase.
Yeah. Okay.
Thank you, Jackson.
Jackson, I hope you had a good time on the air.
And we hope you get the help you need.
No.
People love to hear
that's
that.
That's insulting.
It's the nicest thing you could say to someone.
It's a horrible thing
Look,
to
Jackson
say.
Clearly is dealing with serious issues. You and I are clearly the most well-adjusted people in show business. We can say that to Jackson.
I might need help. I'm here like every Wednesday listening to you guys. And if I think you somehow, I listen to the archives. So there's got to be a remedy for
that.
Well,
Jackson,
right?
Send me a picture of your conga drum.
Yeah,
okay?
The color-changing glitter.
Ken at WFMU.org.
Ken at WFMU.org.
All right. Yeah. It's
Thanks,
in the right.
Jackson.
I also have other products.
We're taking
one product per listener.
Okay, $300.
Thanks, Jackson.
That would be a nice gift.
It would.
It would?
Yeah, color-changing conga drum.
Yeah, okay. Well, I was being sarcastic. Were you?
No, it's a mood drum. You know, the mood ring.
Yeah, I do know the mood. Yeah, it's a mood drum.
Yeah, it's a mood drum.
It's a $300 mood conga drum.
Yeah.
Okay, maybe.
Hi, you're on the air.
Thanks for calling. You can't believe you got through.
Hello, love the show.
Thanks. Who's this?
This is John from Nashville.
Hey, John.
Hey, John.
Hello, I am calling to offer you a complete set of our very own homemade zine that we produce here in, well, not Nashville, but in Murfreesboro, Tennessee. It's called Farts Anonymous. We've got a total of 7 issues I'd be happy to sell.
And how would you describe this publication?
Well, it's inspired by Army Man. Army Man and decided we wanted to do something similar. So some may call it humor, but...
And what's it called again?
It's called Farts Anonymous.
Farts Anonymous.
And there have been 7 issues. And John, are you the sole... Are you the sole writer on this, or do you have a staff?
No, there are 2 of us.
And you have published 7 issues. And it's a zine kind of like inspired by Army Man.
Except we do a lot of local Murfreesboro political humor. So if you want to keep up with Murfreesboro, Tennessee's politics and what the mayor's getting into...
This would be great because my subscription to Farts Anonymous just ran out. How much would the whole run of Farts Anonymous cost me?
Well, normally we don't charge for them and we leave them in a bar bathroom. But for you, I think we could do $3.
Okay, $3 for the whole set.
Now, as I recall, Andy's old zine, Army Man.
It's not my old zine. I contributed a couple things, but George Meyer, the writer, Simpson writer.
But as I recall, the Army Man, it didn't have any pictures. It was all text. Is that right?
There were some cartoons. I contributed one or two. But Army Man is famous in the comedy world because when The Simpsons was being created, put together, and they were looking for writers, they pretty much hired the staff of Army Man.
Wow.
They hired everyone that was working on Army Man. So Army Man is sort of the seed that became The Simpsons.
Interesting.
But really?
They did not hire you, though.
I did get a call, but who wants to work on a little dinky cartoon show? that wasn't going to, really. I mean, what are the odds of that got working? That's one of my brilliant career moves.
Wow.
Yeah.
So they did call you.
I've gotten calls for a couple of shows that have since just mushroomed.
Like what else?
I remember Conan called when he was starting.
Yeah.
But I had I had a movie career. I had Moving and IQ and True Identity. I had movies to write, Ken.
Yeah,
The movie world was waiting. Hollywood was beckoning.
Hey, John, thank you. You're in the running for, I think Andy's interested.
For Forts Anonymous.
Yeah.
Although I could save $3 by just hitting the men's room there in that bar where they leave the magazine.
Well, but you'd have to travel all the way to Murfreesboro.
Good point.
Yeah.
Good point. There's the rub.
They don't leave them in bars around here.
Is John still on? Because there's something I wanted to say to him before he signed off.
No, I signed off already. I didn't want you to say that thing to him.
Hope you get the help you need. It really is the worst, isn't it?
It is.
It bothers me more than it bothers you.
No, it bothers me a lot.
Like 1 to 10, how much does it bother you?
10.
Oh, okay, you're right. It bothers me more. I'm at 7.
Hi, you're
why do I even ask that question? And why am I so honest? 201-209-9368. We're buying something before the hour's up. Hey,
buy something for me, guys.
Okay.
What's your name?
This is listener, the Butterman.
Oh, hi, Butterman.
What's up? How are you?
Butterman.
I've met Butterman.
You have?
Yeah.
Sure.
Have I met Butterman?
I believe you have, yeah.
I don't recall
meeting you either.
Oh.
Yeah. Well, I have a lovely painting. It's my profile pic, if you guys can manage to look at that. It's a really nice painting. I've been working on it since December.
Wait, it's a profile of yourself?
No, it's his profile pic on the
what does that mean?
WFMU chat board.
I don't know what that means. What is that a reference to?
Right here. We're gonna look at it.
Oh,
right.
I see. Oh, we're gonna be able to see the portrait. Okay, let me see. I can't wait. This is Butterman's portrait.
But Butterman, you haven't posted yet, so I can't see it.
Oh, duh.
Yeah.
That's dumb.
Yeah.
Okay. Should we come back to Butterman? Do you want to move on?
Well, Butterman, do you want for your painting?
I just posted yo.
Okay.
So you'll be able to see it.
Okay, go ahead. Click on that. Use your mouse, Ken.
I apologize.
Move the mouse and then double click on it, Ken.
It's extremely small. Right. It's about a quarter inch square.
Oh, Lord.
Okay.
Well, you click on it.
Oh, there it is. Oh, wow.
Fantastic.
That's very nice.
Very nice.
Very nice. How much do you want for that, Butterman?
That's how about $700?
Yeah.
$700.
Really, it's very colorful. You didn't want to hurt any color's feelings, right? And so you used all of them.
40 inches tall.
40 inches tall, every color in the rainbow.
Very M.C. Escher-esque.
Yeah.
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 I have to say my response to that painting, if I could be honest with you.
Yep.
I hope you get the help you need.
Thank you, Butterman.
Thank you. $700?
Yeah.
Okay.
That's in your price range.
Oh, why do you say that? It's like you're prepping people for the soaking already.
Little bit out of my price range.
Dear God. All right.
Hi, you're on the air.
Oh, hey. How you doing?
Good. How you doing? What's your name?
Zig, the 2 G's.
Hi, Zig.
Hi, Zig.
Hang on. I'm adding the second G.
You can't believe you got through.
Is the second G the same as the first G?
Oh, love the show.
Hey, thanks very much, Zig. That means the world to us, doesn't it, Ken?
It does.
And Zig, the marketplace is open. The bazaar is open. What are you offering us? What's for sale today?
So I have something very rare in our digital lives. I have a box set of a television show.
Well, that doesn't sound like something you made. It sounds like it's something you're reselling.
Well, listen, I did make it because it's a show not generally available in physical media.
Uh-huh.
Oh, okay.
It's a show starring one Josh Groban.
Oh, you have a box set of The Good Cop.
I do. Yes. I have it signed also by one of the most important people involved in that show.
I'm afraid to ask. Who
would
that be?
I'll tell you that.
Did you forge Andy Breckman's signature for this box set?
I forged Randy Zick's signature.
Okay. Randy Zick. Okay. And so, Zig, you got this off of Netflix, right? And you pressed it onto DVDs. Is that how it worked?
It's on LaserDisc. It's on 8 LaserDiscs.
Oh, okay.
Huh. My LaserDisc player is in the shop.
It comes with a LaserDisc player as well.
So it's the good cop on LaserDisc. It's a good cop on LaserDisc. Good cop, I should explain, is a Netflix series that I had that was going to run for 8 seasons, but then they canceled it after 1 season. And the only reason they gave me was that nobody liked it.
Well, that's not a good reason.
I know. I argued with them.
I think it would have to be at least the second worst show on Netflix.
Thank you, Zig. That means the world to me.
Well, thank you, Zig, with 2 G's. Are you interested in that, Andy? You want to relive?
I think I have a copy of the show.
Relive the magic. Oh, what format is your copy of the show on?
I have it digitized. And
really?
Get it digitized.
Well, you refresh your digital copy from time to time, you know, because if it's sitting on an external hard drive, it's just not going to work forever.
Oh, no. Well, maybe I should bid on this on Zig's box set.
Yeah. Comes with a LaserDisc player.
I just hope and pray that Zig gets the help he needs.
Hi, you're on the air.
Oh, hi. My name's Zach.
Hey,
Zach. Hi, Zach.
You can't believe you got through.
No, I can't. I'm Zach from Maine.
Okay.
Okay, different Zach. Hi, Zach from Maine.
We got Zachs coming out our ass. Some shows don't have any Zachs.
Okay, so what I have is some T-shirts that I designed and printed myself.
Great.
Actually, a lot of them are sweatshirts.
Okay.
And it's sort of a play on those sort of MAGA chud American flags that are tattered.
Okay.
Right, yes.
Yeah. But in each of their stripes, instead of saying like police, fire, military, it says teachers, artists, laborers, activists, unions, service employees, social workers, community organizers, and librarians.
Oh, there you go. That'll teach them a lesson.
Anything about station managers?
They come in under some of those categories.
Which category?
I think he said. Well, I think he said teachers, losers.
There was some, of course, some librarian.
Yeah, librarians can.
Some arts teachers, but yeah, no, and. I did put a lot of I agonized over them.
Yeah.
And what has been your response when you wear it?
Well, you see, a lot of people don't get it. They just think it's T-shirt.
Because at first glance it looks like a patriotic MAGA T-shirt.
But then
if you read it carefully, they realize the statement you're really making.
Yeah.
Zach.
And you can make it too,
Zach. What would you charge for this T-shirt? Let's say large.
A T-shirt or sweatshirt, $20. Yeah.
$20.
$20. Can you add station managers to the list?
I can try.
Okay. Send me a picture, Zach. Okay. My email address is ken@wfmu.org.
Okay, I shall.
You don't have to send me a picture, but thank you though. Because you've drawn, I have a mental picture of it.
I'm looking at Jackson's conga drum, and it's beautiful. Look at that.
And don't we have something to say to Zach before we hang up?
Oh, I implied it.
Yeah, me too. I implied it too. You know what? I'm going to say it. I'm going to be overt about it.
Oh, really?
It. Yeah. Hey, Zach, we hope you get the help you need. Because we love you. We love our listeners.
But then why are you saying something so utterly obsequious and insulting?
It's the most passive-aggressive thing I've ever heard.
Yeah.
Makes me want to just hit somebody.
Yeah.
Here's the thing. I'm saying it. This is how much I hate that phrase. I'm saying it, and I want to hit somebody every time I hear it. And I'm the one saying
it. Yeah, people should be saying it to you. Hey, listeners. Say it to Andy.
No, don't say it to me.
Say it to
him. I really do hate it. Who doesn't? It's like chalk on a, it's like fingernails on a chalkboard.
Who wouldn't? It's like the most common online insult these days. Hope you get the help you need.
If somebody ever said it to me, I'm going to give a big hug and say, thank you. Thank you for your well wishes.
That's so sweet.
Yeah, thank you. I think I'm going to take your advice.
Hi, you're on the air.
Thanks for calling. You love the show.
Hi, you're on the air.
What's
I can't believe I got through. I love the show.
I can't believe it either. What's your name?
It's Peter from Saranac Lake, New York.
Hey, oh, hey, Peter, of course, from Saranac.
You didn't recognize his voice?
I didn't.
Hey,
well,
Peter.
I'm talking to you guys.
He sounds like Peter from Lake Placid.
He's doing.
Yeah, I'm about 8 miles from Lake Placid.
He's doing his impression of Peter from Lake Placid.
Oh, that's why you sound like Peter from Lake Placid.
Hey, Peter, what are you selling? The marketplace is open. We're going from table to table today. What are you selling?
I'm selling a copy of the new CD I released with my longtime collaborator, Sal. It's called The Warping of Space and Time.
Ooh. The Warping of space.
Space and Time.
And what is it? Is it music?
It's music.
What kind of music?
No, we don't need to know. No, it's okay.
It's probably bad enough that
Sal, it's okay.
You won't play it.
No.
It's Peter.
It's Peter, yeah.
Peter, yeah.
Sorry. Sal's his partner.
Sal's his partner, yeah.
They warped. Okay, they didn't just warp space. A lot of people would warp space and say, that's it for me. Yeah. My job here is done.
Well,
these guys warped space and time.
And if you listen to the whole record, it'll probably warp your mind.
What's the name of the first cut on this record?
Beyond the Kuiper Belt.
Ooh, I know all about the Kuiper Belt. You know the Kuiper Belt, Andy.
I'm so proud to say I don't know anything about the Kuiper Belt.
Oh, yeah. It's the belt of asteroids in between Mars and Jupiter. The Kuipers.
Whoa, yeah. Ken, you never fail to amaze me.
Yeah.
The Kuiper Belt. Now, unfortunately, I'm going to remember that.
Okay.
Damn you for that.
Peter, how much do you want for it?
Let's see. With shipping, $9.
$9. Because I'm shipping. A big fan of the Kuiper Belt.
Peter, how much would it cost us if we drove out to you and picked it up in person? No shipping.
$8.
$8.
That's a long way up to Lake Placid.
Yeah, but it's money, Ken. It doesn't grow on trees.
Rock and music scene here in Saranac Lake.
And then Ken, all the way home, the whole drive home, Ken, warping of space and time.
We
can play it over and over.
I wonder if I would like it more than the Sheeves latest record. I think
you
I would.
What? Because I don't want to warp the time too much.
I don't think the Sheaves.
New York State Troopers are kind of on the warpath.
Yeah, exactly.
I don't think the Sheaves ever recorded anything about the Kuiper Belt.
Yeah.
Thank you, Peter.
Hey. Okay, $8 if you pick it up, $9 if you have them ship it.
Hi, you're on the air. Andy and I have committed ourselves to each buying a handmade item from a listener. What do you got, listener?
Hey, I got through.
I can't believe you got through either. Who's this?
Hero.
Oh, hi, Hero.
Oh, it's Hero. Hi, Hero. Hero, have you been making something that you could sell to us?
No. Well, my grandma just visited us.
Yeah.
And she brought some cookies, 12 cookies, and we can ship them tomorrow.
What kind of cookies?
Peanut butter.
Peanut butter cookies. And how
peanut
many
butter cookies?
How many of the 12 are you offering?
All.
So a dozen cookies. And then one last question, and then I'm going to let you go. Did your grandma, when she was making the cookies, did she physically touch the cookies with her flesh, with her hands?
I'm sure she did.
She made them.
Yeah.
So she wasn't just using a spatula.
I guess Andy's wondering if she was wearing gloves or if she used, kitchen implements and that kind of thing.
I don't know.
But you saw her rolling the dough.
She used some hand, I bet.
Yeah, she was rolling the dough with her hand. Okay, so she did touch it.
And
I think I'm going to pass.
What else can you tell me about these peanut butter cookies?
What else can you tell me about this grandmother of yours? Would you say she's a healthy woman? How old a woman is she? How old a woman is your grandmother?
In her 60s.
So it's an old lady.
No, she's younger than you and me.
She's an old lady rolling dough with her hands.
She's younger than you, Andy.
Yeah, that doesn't help me.
She could be your sister.
That doesn't help. How much are you asking for these cookies?
$5.
$5, including shipping?
Well,
I want them. Can you tell me anything? Can you tell me anything about the cookies?
We haven't tried them. I don't know.
Why haven't you tried them?
Oh, I know why he hasn't tried them.
Well, we might try one, so you'll get me 11.
You'll get
so
11.
Then how much do I have to pay for 11? If 12 is $5, then how many is 11?
$4.50.
Okay.
That sounds fair. $4.50 for the 11 remaining cookies.
Is there any chocolate in them?
No.
Okay. And here's the thing. I have a very serious peanut allergy. So is that going to be a problem?
Well, she put peanuts in them.
Oh, then I'll take them. Okay, wait, then we'll take them. How fast can you get them here? Can you get them here in time for the staff meeting?
No, we can ship them tomorrow.
Okay, that sounds good, Hero.
Okay, but listen, Hero, it's very important when you list the ingredients not to say, not to list peanuts in the list of ingredients.
Right, say no nuts.
Say no nuts. Say no nuts were used. Just trust me on this, because then I will inherit the station.
I'm a self-hating two.
Self-hating two.
Oh,
well, thank you, Hero.
I'm just one peanut. I'm just one cookie away from inheriting this damn station. Oh, so close.
Thanks, Hero. Remember that Freaks and Geeks episode with the peanut allergy?
No. No, I didn't. I don't know that show.
Oh, you didn't watch Freaks and Geeks?
I know Judd Apatow launched. That was his launching pad.
Yeah, that was a great show.
So I've heard, Ken.
Probably the best peanut allergy scene ever in any TV show or movie.
This conversation can't go on much longer.
Oh, yes, it can.
I don't think it can.
No, because there was a Dutch movie about
peanut. It's a 35-year-old TV show.
There was
one episode.
But there was
that you're remembering.
There was a Dutch TV show that also had an excellent peanut allergy scene. In fact, it was kind of a whole peanut allergy arc.
Hope you get the help you need. That's all I could.
Hi,
response.
You're on the air.
Hi.
I have an old Christmas ornament to sell.
Oh, what's your name?
Pam.
Hi, Pam.
Oh, this is our friend Pam.
That's interesting. We have a caller from California named Pam.
That's who's talking. That's who this is.
How do you know that?
Well, because I recognize her voice. Pam, is this a homemade ornament?
Look, it has a bell. Listen.
Ooh.
You hear that?
Well, yeah, it's a pretty sad bell. But, Pam, did you make...
It's in the shape of a star, and the bell is on the inside.
Christmas ornament, star shape.
Pam, did you make this ornament?
No.
Star shape. Pam, is this just something... Pam.
With star.
Pam, is this just something you... This is just something you had around the office?
Huh?
So, Pam, this is where we are now, Pam. You were so anxious to call.
Am I supposed to have made it?
Doesn't matter. You just needed to call us. Just admit that. You just found an excuse to call us.
Well, I guess, yeah.
Yeah, exactly. Because this is the lamest thing that's ever been offered.
No, well, I wanted to see how desperate you were to buy something.
It's beyond lame. This is just, you know what's so sad? It's just you needing an excuse to call. You don't need an excuse.
This is Pam, our regular caller, Pam.
Exactly. She doesn't have to come up with some excuse to call, like this lame ornament. She could just say, I miss you guys. I wanted to check in. That would have been sweet. This is kind of sad. This is kind of insulting.
Well, it would have been nice to get money for this ornament I don't want anymore.
Pam, tell Andy you hope he gets the help that he needs. Hey, Pam, I hope you get the help you need.
Andy,
oh,
I beat
I
you
really
to it.
I hope you get the help you
No, I hope you get the help you need.
That's why I called, actually.
I hope you. I said it first. Whoever I beat you to it. Whoever says, that's the whole new rules of engagement in social in today's culture.
Oh, really?
Whoever says, I hope you get the help you need first wins.
Wow.
I hope you get the help you need.
Hope you get the help you need.
Too late.
Thanks, Ham. Thanks, Pam. Oh, I'm so happy I'm not on social media anymore.
Man, what's it like
to not be?
I'm not. Oh no.
Yeah,
I'm allergic to it.
You've never been on it.
I was when I had some toys. I was trying to.
That's
hawk.
Right. I remember that.
I tried to do Twitter.
We used to buy you fake Twitter followers. That's right. Up in the office.
Yeah. How'd that work out?
A couple of times.
Didn't sell a single damn toy.
What are you talking about?
I had one toy.
You
that
sold
worked.
A lot of toys.
I had one toy that worked. What was that about my toy company?
You made a ton of money on your toy company.
Why didn't you sit me down and say, I hope you get the help you need, when I needed it, when I needed to hear it?
You sold a whole bunch of toy ideas. Yeah. You sold.
Yeah, I made some money. You're right.
You
right.
did, yeah.
Yeah. That you milked out of me. some marathon years ago.
Hi, you're on the air.
Hello.
Hello.
My name is Zach. I'm from Cranford.
Who is it from Cranford?
Zach.
Oh, it's another Zach. Zach. It's Zach from Cranford.
Some shows don't have any Zachs. We've got Zachs coming out our ass.
Well, we have a lot of Zachs, if that's what you mean.
It's exactly what I mean.
Yeah.
Coming out our ass.
Zach from Cranford, what have you got to try to sell me or Andy?
Well, I got my old math homework.
Your old math homework, huh? And what grade is that homework from?
I'm a freshman in high school.
And how did you do on this homework? Has it been graded?
I did pretty well.
So would that be algebra?
Geometry.
Wow, you're
so it's math homework. I'll see. This is
ahead of the curve.
I'm not interested in math homework because some people are offering me conga drums, mood conga drums.
Well, Zach, how much do you want for the old homework?
We'll go $5.
Andy, there might be something in there about the Pythagorean theorem.
We could get 11 cookies for $5.
No, $4.50.
Yeah,
he said $4.50.
Yeah. Made by some old lady in Hero's Kitchen.
But, Zach, is there anything about the Pythagorean theorem in there?
Thanks for calling, Zach. Hope you get the help you need. Goodbye. Oh, dear God, Ken.
That's so insulting.
Ken, you don't have to take every road in the forest on the map. There are some roads you can say, doesn't look very interesting down that road. I'll take this other road.
You don't have to take every
road? No, you get to a fork in the road, you can just pause and wait. And think for a minute.
It never even occurred to me.
You don't have to open every damn door. 201-209-9368. Anything about the Pythagorean theory. Jesus.
Well, it's like if you...
Hi, you're on the air. Hope you get the help you need.
How you doing?
Doing great now that you called. What's your name?
Sean.
Hey, Sean, what have you got to sell us?
I've got something that I think Andy probably needs.
Okay.
What is that?
An Apple AirTag.
An Apple AirTag?
Wait, because did you steal my Apple AirTag?
Oh, no, of course, I'm not daft enough to do such a thing.
But I did.
To sell you, if you like.
I did lose an Apple AirTag a month ago here. Remember?
I know. I know you did.
To a porch pirate.
I bet you'd like a new one. I'll give you one for $20.
Well, no, that's what the retail price is.
I think we found the guy who stole our package.
What else was in the package?
Would you like it? I'll bring it by the station right now.
Yeah, you bring it by. I'll beat you up on the off chance that you stole my package.
It's a new one.
I beat people up that might have stolen my package.
I hope you get the help you need.
I hope you get the help you need, pal.
Sean said it first.
Shoot.
He won.
Damn it. Can I collectively say I hope you get the help you need to all our listeners?
No, that does not work.
I hope Sean comes. I want to beat up somebody today.
Yeah, you really have. You've been lobbying for a fight show.
Well, that's like on my bucket list, to be in a real fight.
Yeah, to be in a real fight.
I only have two things left on my bucket list.
Yeah.
To be in a real fight.
Okay. What else?
To impregnate a woman in each of the 50 states.
How many states have you covered?
Two.
And one of them is probably New Jersey.
Jersey and New York, yeah.
And New York?
48 to go. But this fight with Sean, that's what I'm focusing on now.
He sounded Scottish, so he's probably kind of tough. You know, he's probably wearing a kilt.
And hopefully he's calling from Scotland.
And he's got a big stick.
Hopefully he has to get to the airport. And
well, we have 20 minutes left. Andy and I have each promised that we're going to buy an item, a handmade item.
What's in the running for you? Like, what's on your short list?
Peanut butter cookies.
Oh, man. What if we end up bidding against each other for them?
Wait, you want the peanut butter cookies?
No, 60-year-old lady. Making it by hand.
She's younger than you.
Shut up.
She's cleaner than you.
Shut up. Oh, I hope it's just chock full of
peanuts.
Chock full of peanuts. I hope the God is brimming with peanuts.
Well, listen to this.
Yeah.
The thing I said about me having a peanut allergy.
Yeah.
A lie. I love peanut butter cookies.
Great. Well, maybe they can add a little fentanyl in there.
Love fentanyl.
Damn it. Damn it, I'm thwarted at every turn.
Hi, you're on the air.
Hi guys.
Hi. Who's this?
My name is Ashlyn. Love the show. Can't believe I got through.
Hi, Hi. Ashley. Thanks. I can't believe you got through either.
It's Ashlyn with an N, isn't it?
Yes, Ashlyn.
Exactly.
That's what I said. I said Ashlyn.
I don't think it is what you said.
Yeah, I think it is.
Well, Ashlyn, let me begin by saying welcome to the air, and I hope you get the help you need. And what can we do for you today?
Thank you. So I've got an interesting one to sell to you guys.
Okay.
It's got a catch.
Okay.
So I am a tattoo artist, and so what I am offering you guys is more of a service, but okay. I'm willing to give you guys any custom tattoo of your choice for only $1.
Custom tattoo.
Hey, actually, wait, can I transfer this to...
For $1.
What do you call those tattoos on the bottom of your back that girls do? What are they called?
Oh, like a tramp stamp.
A tramp stamp.
Yeah, I want my wife to get a tramp stamp. Can I get that for $1?
Yeah.
Absolutely. Whatever you guys choose.
Are you from the New York, New Jersey area?
So that's the catch. I'm in Illinois, but if
okay,
you ever find yourself
Illinois,
out
on.
Here, I'd be more than willing to accommodate.
I'm looking at a map right now. Hold on. It goes New York, New Jersey.
Then
there's Pennsylvania.
Then Ohio.
Then there's Illinois.
No, then there's Indiana.
Oh.
Then there's Illinois.
Well, on the map I'm looking at, it's only like 4 inches. Although probably...
Yeah, you guys would get here in a jiffy. It wouldn't take too long.
I think it would be about 15, 16 hours.
Yeah. For a tramp stamp for Beth.
Yeah.
First
but
off...
But $1 is a good deal. So
well,
it
is.
Just let me know.
But it is. That's a cheap-ass tramp stamp.
But wait, if it's 15 hours, if the drive is 15 hours, would the chloroform wear off? I mean, would Beth wake up?
Yes.
Oh, then we're gonna have a big problem in the middle
of
Ohio.
You'll need to bring some extra.
Yes.
I mean, you've got tons of it.
Yes.
Thank you, Ashlyn. Okay.
Of course. I hope you guys get the help you need.
I hope you get the help you need.
She said it first.
Damn it.
By the way,
yes.
If you ever run out of, if you're ever on one of these long drives of yours and you run out of chloroform, brake fluid.
If Beth keeps waking up.
Yeah, brake fluid.
Will that knock her out?
Yep. I learned that trick from Ed Kemper.
he gave little seminars, didn't he?
He did.
Yeah, he gave, on how to knock women out.
Yeah.
Ed Kemper, what a reference! You make fun of me for Jane Mansfield, and you pull Ed Kemper out of your butt.
I made a reference to Ed Kemper.
But who knows Ed Kemper? Nobody knows Ed Kemper except me.
No, well, you know him.
Fans of Psycho.
He was on that TV show. He was on. He was just recently portrayed on a really big serial killer TV show, and he went into the whole brake fluid thing.
He made the Serial Killer Hall of Fame, I would say.
Yeah, what was that? It was that Serial Killer series that was recently on.
I can't think of a show that isn't a Serial Killer series. 201-209-9368. We're buying something
Hello?
Before the end of the show.
Hi, you're on the air.
Oh, hi.
Hi.
Hey, this is Evan from Hoboken.
Of course it is,
hi,
Evan.
Hi, Evan.
Of course you are.
Yeah.
And Evan, what have you made for us? What's for sale today?
Well, you said a service.
Yes, we're considered
so
service.
I have a service specifically for Andy.
Oh, no.
Great.
It's the help.
It's the help I need?
Yes.
And what is that help he needs?
Evan is a therapist of some kind.
Well, I mean, I'm not sure what he needs, but I figured, you know, at $2.50 an hour, I could probably.
You could wing it?
$2 yeah, and 50 cents an hour.
He's charging $250 an hour.
No, he said $250.
Well, that's
$250. That's really cheap.
So, Evan, are you a therapist of any kind or not? Or you just think I don't need a therapist?
Look, I've seen a lot of therapy sort of, you know, in media and.
Right.
I feel like I can figure it out. I can do it.
You can fake it. Fake it till you make it.
Did you ever see the therapist scenes?
We don't care. Thank you very much, Evan.
Thank
you very much, Evan. Hope you get the help you need.
In the television.
Thank you, Evan. Nobody cares, Ken. I can't even you don't care. Just admit it.
In the show Monk.
Hi, you're on the air.
Because you wrote those therapy scenes.
I remember those scenes, I helped write them, yeah.
Right, so I'd imagine that's the kind of therapy you would want.
Well, that's the help that everybody really wants. Like, there's a nice therapist like that. That's a good point, Ken.
Hi, you're on the air. Hi, who's this?
This is Ranch from Beacon. I can't believe I got through.
And you love the show.
Hi, Ranch. Yeah. Ranch from Vegan?
Yep.
Okay.
Ranch, is that really your legal name?
It's my nickname.
What is it short for? How'd you get that nickname?
My name is Rachel, and then people started calling me Ranchel, and then it got shortened to Ranch.
That's a good name. That's a really good name.
It's very distinctive.
Yeah, Ranch. I like that.
Hey, let me quickly add before you get to say it. I hope you get the help you need.
Thanks.
You're welcome.
So I'm a potter.
Wait, you know what? I'm sorry to interrupt. That's actually the best response you could have to that. Did you hear her response?
Yeah, thank you.
She said thanks.
Yeah.
That just kind of deflates me.
Yeah. She won.
It means she wasn't insulted. She wasn't hurt. She won that.
She totally won. Yeah.
It was jujitsu.
Oh, the pizza has arrived.
For your staff meeting?
Good news, yeah.
That's your pizza?
The only way Ken can get anyone to the staff meeting.
So, Ranch, you're a potter, and what have you got?
I have pots for sale. I have some cups, some saucers, plant pots.
So what was the last thing?
Plant pots.
Now, about these cups, would the cups work with root beer if I put root beer in the cups?
Possibly, yeah. I mean, they're not like necessarily soda cups, but I could make you one.
A root beer cup. And how much would you charge for a cup that would
it
be a
root beer? It depends. For a root beer cup?
Yeah.
Probably like 50, because I make it by hand.
A root beer cup for $50. That's a hell of a root beer cup.
Yeah.
Yeah. It could say anything you want.
What do you want it to say, Andy?
Hope you get the help you need.
Yeah. There you go. Can it say that, Ranch?
What was that?
Can you write, hope you get the help that you need?
Yes. Okay. Yes, I can. Yeah.
Great.
Or, you know what would be better? If it says, hey, comma, I got the help I needed.
That would be root beer?
That'd be kind of a positive message.
All right, so do you want it to say, hope you get the help you need, or, hey, I got the help I needed?
Yeah, it doesn't
matter.
It
could say both, one on each side of the cup, so depending on how you hold it.
Now, you know what would be best, I think? If it says, I hope you get the help you need, at the bottom of the cup, so you only see it as you finish off your 12 ounces of root beer.
Ooh.
Yeah. That's a good one. I made a cup one time that said you've been poisoned down there.
Oh, that's funny.
It was a request from my mom.
Oh, that is funny.
All right, Ranch. I think Andy's really interested.
But it's 50. Awesome. It's $50. Is that negotiable at all?
There's also kind of a timer on it, so I probably could get it done in about like a week or two if I'm making a fresh product.
But I mean,
not something I have already.
Could you negotiate the price down a little bit? What if I wept openly and asked for?
Go ahead.
Please, Ranch, it's so much money. I want the cup so bad, but I can't afford it. I just can't afford $50 right now.
Oh, God.
Money's so tight.
All right, yeah, we can do sliding scale. We could do, like, 45.
45. Ranch, my father died of pancreatic cancer.
He really did.
He loved root beer. I'm going to think of it. I can't. Is there any way you could cut me a little break?
Do you think it might have been from the root beer?
I don't know.
It's actually not the healthy.
Oh, my God.
He drank a lot of root beer. Gallons and gallons every night.
A&W, man.
Yeah. Boy, we sued A&W, and it got thrown out of court.
Why?
Ask the judge why. Okay, $45. That's as low as we can go.
Okay, thanks, Ranch. We got to wrap it up, Ranch. Thanks.
I do love the idea of a cup, especially made cup.
Yeah, that says, hope you get the help you need on one side.
Yeah.
And then, hey, I got the help I needed either on the bottom or on the other side.
Well, that'd be good because then, depending on your mood, you could swing the little cup around.
Right.
And it would apply.
Yeah. You could either be insulting the person you're having root beer with, or you could be celebrating your own personal victories.
$45. What do you think?
I think it's a deal. I'll give you a peanut butter cookie. You can stick it in your root beer.
You want to know what I'm thinking right now?
What?
Can I be honest with you?
Yeah.
Because I want to be transparent with you.
Okay.
I know you respect that.
Yep.
I'm dreading the staff meeting.
All you got to do is introduce me.
But I can't leave because everybody else is going to stay. It's rude.
You just have to get up there and make a joke.
I can't leave then.
No, and then you
commit to it.
Then you go to the back of...
Yes, go on. I love this.
You go back to where the sound booth is.
Yes.
And then you just keep stepping backwards. And there's a secret door.
There is? There.
Yep, behind the sound booth.
I can sneak out?
A door we call the secret door. And then you just very quietly open that and leave.
Okay, I'll do it.
Yeah.
So open with a joke?
Yep.
Okay.
Yeah, but it has to be funny.
It'll be funny.
You have to get everybody to laugh.
Everybody have to bat a hundred, I have to bat 1,000?
Yes.
Everybody in the room?
Well, you have to get most people to laugh.
Are they FMU DJs?
Yes, they are.
Then I'm done. Easily. Easy to do.
Okay, great.
They're so stupid.
They're not, though.
No, I thought you said no FMU DJs.
Yeah, no, they're not stupid.
Oh, I thought you said FMU DJs.
Yes, that's what I said.
Oh, no, I'm sorry. It must be something. I thought you said they're not stupid.
They're not stupid at all.
Wait,
They're very smart.
Ken, we're talking. It's like cross purposes. I said WFMU DJs, and then you said they're not stupid.
Yes, that's what I said.
Oh,
okay. Yeah.
Well, reasonable people can disagree.
Okay. Hi, caller. You're on the air. What's your name?
Hey, I think this is the oldest Zach calling out your ass.
Yeah. Oh, it's Zachary.
Oh, this.
Hey, Zachary.
This is another different. Zach. It's a different Zach. How do we tell them apart, Ken?
Well, this guy's Zachary.
Yeah.
Then there's Zach from Cranford.
Yeah.
And then there's Zach B. That's how you tell them apart.
You know how to tell them apart? You know how I tell them apart? It doesn't matter. I just don't even bother.
Okay. Zachary, what do you got for us?
May Bucci get the help he needs.
Matt, hey. You're holding up something. I can't even see.
No, that's an air tag.
Oh,
what's
an air tag.
Someone just dropped this off.
Oh, hey, that's the guy I'm going to fight. I'm going to fight him.
Is he here?
Sean the Scott.
Wait.
Sean the Scott dropped off.
Wait, should I check to see if it's the one that was stolen from us?
Why not?
Then we'll know who did it. Sean the Scott.
Yeah, loaded up.
Where'd that guy go?
He ran off.
Sean the
Scott.
Wait,
he ran off? Oh, my God. If that was him, hold on. Wait, hold on.
Zachary, Andy's in a tizzy now.
I am.
No, that's fine.
Wait, we might have cracked this case, Sherlock.
Sean,
hold on.
Sean the kilt.
Hold on, hold on.
Kilt-wearing listener. May have just dropped off the stolen AirTag.
Wait, that, oh my God.
But Zachary, what do you have for us?
Hold on.
Zachary, what do you have? Andy's now in hold on mode.
Okay, yeah.
This
so,
is when Andy's wrestling with tech. It's like, hang on, my friend. Hold on.
Hey, similar to that, tattoo artist obviously isn't one of the longtime listeners.
No.
But similar to that, just one off.
Okay.
Many different things.
Yeah.
You know, any data analysis.
Data analysis.
Yeah, you got any questions about this massive amounts of data we have or information?
Oh, wait, hold on. Wait, thanks for calling, Zach. Okay, say goodbye. Goodbye.
Don't you have anything to
say? Yeah, I hope you get the help you need. Oh, my God.
You
Ken.
Get the help you need.
Yeah,
man.
Thanks, Zach. Okay.
Thanks, Zachary.
Okay, Ken.
Yeah.
This is the guy that, this is our porch pirate. Sean. Who was he?
Sean.
Wait, but we have a phone number now.
No,
go get. Yeah, we do. He called on this line.
It doesn't mean we.
No, Trey. We know how many calls ago it was.
Oh Jesus!
Wait, we can. I want this guy.
Yeah, go to town. Go to
town. We have his phone number.
No,
isn't there a record of all these calls?
We have four lines.
Go ahead.
I don't know which line he called.
Wait a minute. Sean?
Sean.
He had a Scottish accent.
He had a Scottish accent.
I want him so bad.
Didn't sound like
I want to go out there. I want him so bad. This is it.
Didn't sound like a real Scottish accent.
No, it didn't.
No, it sounded like a fake Scottish accent.
I want him. Okay, so he dropped off. Oh, he's taunting us.
Yes, he's taunting you.
This is like a really, really lame, low-budget horror movie.
Hey, we have to decide what we're buying. I know what
it's
I want.
It's coming from inside the building. I want Sean. I want to hold him down. No, you hold him down. I'm going to tickle him. I'm going to tickle him till he turns
blue.
Hey,
Hero, email me about the peanut butter cookies.
Hero, I'll pay you $7 for those cookies.
No, I'm buying them for $5.
$7. I'm outbidding you.
No.
Oh, all right.
You buy something of your own.
All right. I'll buy the root beer mug.
All right.
How do we get the root beer mug from Ranch?
Okay, so Ranch, email me with your information, and Hero, email me with your information. It's ken@wfmu.org. And the deal is I'm buying 12 peanut butter cookies.
And, Rant, I'll buy your mug
for $45.
$45. I hope that includes shipping. Wait, we have some guy dropped off the AirTag.
Yeah.
That was the AirTag missing.
Sean.
That was stolen.
Sean the fake Scott.
Okay, please, please check your records. Get his phone number.
I can't.
What do you mean you can't?
I can't.
Well, at least don't say you can't into the microphone. Don't say it out loud. Let's scare him.
Okay, I'll get
okay,
it.
Okay, let's pretend you just found his phone number.
All right. Oh, look at that.
Say, oh, you found his phone number?
Yes. Yeah,
I'm calling Jersey City cops.
Sean McFake Scott. Here it is.
Okay, Sean, your ass is mine.
973-555.
You play with fire, you get burned. Right, Ken?
Yes.
Right, Ken?
Yes. Andy learned that one from Don McLean.
I did. That's true. I did. I'm quoting Don McLean.
I believe he said that.
That'll put the fear of God into him, quoting Don McLean. Let me just say this to Sean. And this, I know I've been joking about this the whole hour, but this time I really mean it.
Okay.
And this is from the heart.
Yeah.
Sean, if you're listening, I hope you get the help you need.
What kind of help does he need? He stole your AirTag? He took it to Park Slope?
He's a porch pirate. He's a born porch pirate.
He got away with it? We chased him around
Jersey
City?
Years of therapy might get the porch pirating out of him. He's an unrepentant porch pirate.
I don't think that's the kind of help he wants or needs.
I can't believe we've cracked the case.
I don't think we did crack the case.
He was here. He was so close. Oh, I really want to beat him up. Wait, I wonder how big he was. Matt saw him.
Yeah.
Wait, Matt. Okay, so next week, here's what we're going to do. We're going to get a police sketch artist. And we're going to get Matt. And we're going to draw a sketch of this guy. Matt saw him. Matt's our witness.
Yeah.
We have one witness.
Well, Matt brought us up the
yeah, he dropped it off.
Yeah.
Okay, we're going to get a, I need a sketch artist. I'm going to have a week. I'm going to find a sketch artist. And then we're going to post it all over. Every website we have. How many websites does the station have?
One.
Okay, good enough.
But we also have, you know.
No, if we post it on, he must know the station. He's
can,
a listener.
We can post it on Instagram.
He's a listener. We know that,
yeah, we
right?
Can, yep. We can post it
he's on. We can crack this case. He's in Jersey City occasionally.
All right, yeah.
He probably lives
in
Brooklyn.
He's in Jersey City a lot.
Wait, I have his fingerprints. He must have touched this.
Well, you've been touching it.
That's true.
And Matt touched it.
We're going to crack this case next week. Tune in. Two beats continue.
All right, get your sketch artist.
I will. How do you find a sketch artist?
I have no idea.
Wait, is there an artist out there? We have a lot of artists listening.
We have 30 seconds.
Okay.
If you're a sketch artist.
No. You don't have to be a professional sketch artist. If you're good at sketching, if you have that talent, please get in touch with Ken. I will pay for your transportation. I'll pay for parking.
All right.
I just want you here in person.
This is WFMU East
Orange. And Matt Warg will be here. Matt saw him.
And WMFU right? Mount Hope.
We're going to crack this case next week.
Stay
We're
tuned.
On it.
Stay tuned for Weekly World Blues with Matt Fivash.
He's scared to death right now.
Sound of the blues scale. The blues scale is very simple, very useful, but also very simple to build. All you have to do is know your minor pentatonic scales. So in this case, I was playing A.
The blues come so many different ways until it's kind of hard to explain.
I am.